necessary. And guess which one I would choose? All right. The Lord has put each individual, and I express the word individual in the church. Now, I'm going to pick on Brother Billy and Sister Dorothy for just a little bit. And they can handle it. But I'll guarantee you, if somebody does some slipshod workmanship, does something halfway decent, it bugs the fool out of Miss Dorothy. If Brother Billy sees somebody wasteful, it doesn't matter if it's their own money or the church money, I guarantee you it bugs Mr. Billy to see somebody wasting their assets. Am I correct? All right. Well, that's because Brother Billy has an anointing for stewardship. Sister Dorothy has a spirit of excellence. If Benny was here, he's the boots on the ground man. He has an anointing for service. He wants to do something, even though he's busy as a one-armed paper hanger and can't get to it. I mean, that's part his search and rescue thing. That service to whoever needs it without judging. Now, you talk about faithfulness. There she sits right there on the back corner. Somebody, when you need something in this church, who do we all call? We all call Jeannie. All right? Each individual has a different gift, a different anointing. And it all fits together. My gift, I'm sarcastic. And I'm good at it. Yeah, I'm picking on me too. All right. Now, and there's somebody sitting right over there that has a gift of compassion. Right? She can't help it. Her heart goes out to anybody she sees, whether they need it or not. It's that compassion. All right? And I'm very guilty. If I see, I know my relationship with the Lord. And you know your relationship with the Lord. And sometimes I wonder, why ain't everybody's relationship the same way? It's because of diversity. I don't have my reading glasses. No, I don't want to borrow nobody's reading glasses. But let's just, Brother Billy, would you read the in the first section, 1 Corinthians 12, about the first, about half of it, and then pass it off to Miss Dorothy to read the other half.
And therefore, though diverse is the gift, but the same Spirit, and narrow different administration, but the same Lord, narrow diverse is the operation, but the same God, worketh in all. But manifestation of the Spirit is the gift.
To another, the same spirit. 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 To another, the same spirit.
Many times we overlook the thing here mentioned as helps. That's everything that ain't mentioned. Brother Steve, his ministry is that of helps. I think part of my ministry is the ministry of helps. I mean, when the faithful needs a hand, I wonder who she calls. But me, it's either me or Steve that's usually called on to do stuff, mainly because we're available. It's not because we have any particular ability, but availability. I don't know where that came from. And all the gifts of God are good. Let's say, Kitty, would you read the Matthew 7 there? Okay, pass it on to the person next to you then. We've all asked him for something, every last one of us, and he's given every last one of us something, and that something is good. If the only thing we've asked for is salvation, you can't ask for nothing any better than that. All right, somebody else's turn on Romans 12. Your turn. Once he gives you something, it's yours. He ain't no Indian giver. And the term Indian giver was really not referring to American Indians. It was a term used by the Indians talking about the white man, because the white man in his treaty would say, we're going to give you this, talking to the Indians. And when they signed the treaty, they didn't get what they were promised. The white man is the Indian giver, not the red man. And it still goes on. Every politician is an Indian giver. Every politician. is an Indian giver. We don't need no politicians in politics. And I don't think we need any lawyers in politics either. And sometimes we don't need no lawyers in court. I think it was Mark Twain that said we should all be very grateful to lawyers, because they are the people that get us out of all that trouble we would have never gotten into if it hadn't been for lawyers. All right. Stephen, would you do the Ephesians one? Huh? Oh, Norma, yeah, that's right, it's Norma's turn. Each one of us are individuals. Each one of us should be the best you can be for God. Don't try to be somebody else. Don't expect somebody else to be you. Don't expect anybody else to have the same relationship with God that you have, because it ain't going to happen. And I found myself very frustrated because I have not seen, so I have been frustrated at my sister, and in a very simple way. She'll call me up on the phone, "Your bank account's getting low, what you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to trust God." She says, "Yeah, but what you going to do?" And now, she's Pentecostal Holiness. She is a faith person. But when it comes to certain things, faith goes out the window, and what you going to do? And sometimes that frustrates me. Yeah, I've trusted God. He is taking care of me. He has used Brother Billy and Sister Dorothy to take care of me at times. He has used many people to get me through tough times. And Pastor was talking about worry one time, says, "Well," and I come to him and says, "Well, I don't even know how to worry." He said, "Well, that worries me." But really, Daddy was not a worrier. I never saw him worry over anything. I'd see him get concerned. Mama would fly off the handle and get mad as a hornet, but she never worried about a thing. I was never taught how to worry. And I am not going to try to learn. There you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. No. What? If you ain't got nothing to worry about, that's great. Well, that's about all I've got. I cannot take five verses of scripture and talk for an hour. I give my 2 cents worth, and am I 15 minutes early? Okay. Well, we started 15 minutes late, finished 15 minutes early, so we've made up for lost time. Where is David? Okay. So it's a celebration time. All right. Okay. Brother Stephen, would you dismiss us?